Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Good evening, everyone. Ed Raymer here with you for the Evan Lee Raymer Show in the 8 o'clock hour. Connor's on the board. Many of you have asked on Facebook, and I've been in touch with you. You know that I'm here alone tonight. I'm doing a broadcast. We're having some phone. We're going to open up the phone lines, let everyone call in that wishes to. Pro or con, yay or nay. You know me. What do you got to say? Hey, that rhymes. You know, that could be something new, Connor. Maybe we can coin a phrase there. Hope everybody's had a good week. We buried the Pope. Unfortunately, lost the Pope this week. He'd suffered with pneumonia, I believe. He was 88 years of age. And what a fantastic, what a huge responsibility that task must be. I don't even want to call it a job. It's more like a calling. It's a task for the head of the Catholic Church. And it's really amazing. If you are young people that have not followed this, I urge you to follow this selection process this week. If you haven't followed his death and burial up till now, this is because if you get a pope that's young enough, a pope may stay in power, for lack of a better term, in the office for many, many years. So you may not see it again for a long time. As a matter of fact, you may have children before this happens again. This pope was in for 12 years, and apparently a fine man. And of course, obviously, never had the privilege of meeting or being with him, obviously. And I'm certainly probably would. I'm not Catholic, but doing great work all over. The Catholic Church always done great work all over the world. And yes, they've had their issues, ups and downs, as every talk to the Southern Baptist. well, maybe you better not talk to them anyway. You know, we hope that that process goes smoothly. The Cardinals will convene shortly. Within a few days, and we'll see the black smoke or the white smoke come out of the stack. That's quite a sight to see, but it always did amaze me. Whoever, and if you watch your newscasters, and I don't know if they're Catholic or not, but you will hear them for whatever, just about whatever, you know, organization they're reporting for, when the white smoke goes up, that's when a pope has been elected. And you'll hear the newscasters, we have a new pope. We have a new pope. I'm not Catholic. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are not. But it's always amazed me that we have a new pope. So so our Catholic friends, you know, we ask you if you can let us borrow him from time to time. We do appreciate it because, you know, I've depended on the pope's guidance myself. I mean, he's... most popes speak several different languages. They're very educated men, and very wise. And that, of course, I believe is part of the reason for being at the older age they are before they are, placed in that office by so many of their peers. So be thinking about them, as we will. Connor's on the board. We're going to get started off here. Excuse me. I've got a kill switch up here, but I never use it, as most of you know. But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
That's a little rock and roll to kick you all off this evening. The Edwin Lee Raymer Show is here, and I am your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at Horston Studios here at WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the Great Volunteer State here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're right off the courthouse square. You can reach me tonight with your questions, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. That's even if you're out of state, if you're around the world, wherever you are, whatever time it is in your area. Most of us listen, of course, most of our listeners listen, of course, here locally, here in Rutherford County, and we thank you. But I have much of my family and friends that are in Southern Kentucky and around the country as well. You can also send us a text to that number, and Connor will get it. Okay, now don't write us an essay. If you have a question, please send it, and he'll be glad to hand it to me, or he'll read it over the Air Force, whatever. Like I said, I'm going it alone tonight, and Connor's here on the board. But send it to us, and my producer, Connor, will be glad to read it over there. For those of you who do not wish to go on the air, if you don't want to call in and be heard on the air, that's fine. How do you listen to us? You go to Facebook, go to YouTube. Listen live. We're on News Radio WGNS right now as we speak. I've got the camera pulled back so I'll look a little more attractive. Connor said, "How do you feel about McMinnville?" I said, "That'll be enough, okay? I don't need any more comments." He's a good guy. Don't worry about it. He's right. Yeah, pull back all the way to Smyrna if you want to. But we are here, and I think I can say that. Did you say, Connor, hopefully they will be breaking ground, hopefully the end of summer on the new station for WGNS. That's going to be magnificent in itself. We're looking forward to that. And, they're going to start construction. And the bottom line is before they can proceed with a lot of other things, they have to get rid of us, the station here. And I'm not saying that in a negative connotation. We're sort of in the way. So they've got to get us a place, get the station a place to go first. And they're going to start on that at the end of August. And I want you all tonight, good friend of mine, well, a bunch of good friends of mine, Angie Renee and Angela Bingham, on their guest tonight with Mr. Scott Lee. And Scott's been on my broadcast before. And I want you, when Connor gets this pulled up, it may already be on the air on YouTube. I don't know. Is it on? You've put it on there. If it's on YouTube, stick around for me if you would. But when you get a chance, pull up Simplicity. Okay? I want you to listen to this man. I was listening on the way in. They had a fantastic broadcast tonight. Angie Bingham and Scott Lee. And Scott's just a wonderful person, coming from a wonderful place in his heart. And of course, the ladies are too. You all know these girls. And I mean, been around for a while. And Angela hasn't been here as long as me, but she's got a wonderful following, faith-based program. Listen to that. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, or you can pull it up on the WGNS app. You can find us at WGNSradio.com. And all of our broadcasts are there. Our podcasts are there. You can pull them up. You can find all of them everywhere. But that's a good – they did a great job tonight. And I love to give credit where credit's due. They did just a fine job. Great show, Angela, if you're listening. And, you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you and listen whenever you want, wherever you go, and take us with you all the way around the country. And, you know, and you'll be happy to know that you can reach Angela there as well. But she is on YouTube. We're all on YouTube live now, and you can go and see our beautiful faces and listen. We have a caller already. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead, please.
Hey, Ed, this is Kelly Northcutt. How are you doing tonight?
Kelly, are you in jail again?
Well, you said you'd bail me out if I called, so I'll ask nice. Yeah.
No, I meant Connor would do that. That's not me. I don't have any money. He's the only one getting paid up here. How are you doing?
I'm doing just excellent. Yeah.
Jeff called me earlier. I talked with Jeff Neal earlier. He's one of the supporters of of the party and one of the big supporters of this station. And he said you all had a good turnout yesterday.
We did. Yeah, it was nice to see him come by. So
yeah.
We chatted for a bit.
Good.
But yeah, we had a really excellent first event. I'm just over the moon. It just went as well as I could have hoped. So I think doing no small part to the fact that you had us on your show and then rebroadcast that show, and I think that kind of helped a lot of folks, you know, learn about it.
I hope it did. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah.
I hope so.
Social media and you know all kinds of coverage on social media too. So, and then I think Kathy and Liz, you know, kind of papered the square with flyers about it. So we tried to get the word out. And I think it worked. So we had about, I think, 18 organizations that had tables there to kind of let folks know, you know, what they do in the community. And
you know, I saw the video on YouTube, and it looked like plenty of organizations were there and doing exactly what you had proposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to bring
yeah,
these
folks
organizations
had
together.
Sign up sheets. And they were full. They were having to get, you know, extra pages of sign-up sheets. And we collected food for Nourish Food Bank. And I think that Norm and Hanks walked away with at least two of their, you know, tall collection boxes full. So I feel that people wanted to pitch in and help out other people in the community. And
you know, Norman's a good fella. Norman's a good fella. He is.
He's the best. Yeah.
He is. He really is. And, you know, to hear he's involved in it, too, you know, that's great. You know, the one
Kelly,
I want to tell you something, and I want to see if you, and I know you didn't want to talk all night, and I don't want to do that either, but I'm going to tell you. I noticed that your booth, like there was one girl, and she happened to be at that particular time on the video. She's mm-hmm. sitting there, and it's with Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting there all by herself. And I thought, you know, and I went back and I watched it twice, two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I said, you know, she's there by herself and Planned Parenthood is never an important thing until you need it.
Yeah, it's kind
you know,
of vital.
Yeah, when you go back and think, you know, maybe I ought to stop by that booth that girl was sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
And I find this, I want to say this, and I want to give the Democrats a pat on the back because, and I know that sounds self-serving, but I do want to do this. Is it not true that it seems like the Democrat purposes are for people, you know, when you need them, you know, you need them, but you need to be affiliated with them before you need them. You know what I'm saying? It's we're trying to do preventative things here to help people along the way. And seems like the Republican, all they do is, you know, I told you it wouldn't work. You know, I've been telling you all along it wouldn't work. And we are proposing solutions to some of these problems. Well, you can't mm-hmm. cure the world's problems. But it seems like the Democrat Party is wanting to be, you know, proactive in a lot of this. And the other party seems like, you know, well, you just wait and see. I'll show you. Show me what, you know.
Yeah, and then once we all see it, then what do you do? Yeah.
Yeah, now you're a genius. I told you that was going to happen. Really, I never heard you say anything about it. You know.
Well, yeah. I think there's a – we intended this event and this community coalition to be nonpartisan. It's no secret that, you know, I support Democrat causes. But basically, we want this to be more of an outreach
Understood.
To the community. And there's a whole lot of people out there that see people hurting, or that see things need to be done or addressed, and or don't like the the way certain laws are going.
The status quo. I understand.
Want to do something. Yeah.
So right.
We want to be welcoming to people that don't necessarily identify with either party, but identify with the humanity in everyone.
Sure. Understood. Yeah. Right.
And the same thing. You know, it's like it goes across partisan lines. It goes across religious lines. It really is just about helping in the community and doing what you can to advance causes that help everybody.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And that's true. So how many causes did you have? How many booths did you have, or how many different, everybody may not have had a booth, but what causes were represented yesterday, roughly?
I think we had about 18 different tables, and then we had one table that just had information for organizations that were interested, but you know, for one reason or another, couldn't show up with volunteers to have a table. There were
sure.
so many events this past weekend, and luckily the weather was beautiful. It just turned so nice on Saturday, and that was
it did.
That was just such a stroke of luck. But so there were a lot of competing events, the Earth Day and Pioneer Days and Jazz Fest. So some orgs were spread pretty thin as far as people to volunteer at tables. So we had another table that was just for information for people that wouldn't be able to have a table. But we had 18 organizations that had volunteers and tables there, and they all had, they all have different things that they're doing. There was everything from, Nourish Food Bank was there, Tennessee Renters United, they were one of our sponsors, Rutherford County Library Alliance, Tennessee Community Gardens, Murfreesboro Community Gardens, they shared a table, and they were very popular. They were giving away free plants, tomato plants and pepper plants. And
really?
And beautiful, philodendron. Yes, I don't think I saw anybody that walked away without one.
Great day.
They just kept bringing more tomato plants in. So it was very much I don't know how you can not be happy when you walk away with a free plant. That just makes my day.
Like the little girl said that time, one of these teenage girls, I bought a plant, and I said, well, that's great. She said, what's it do? I said, well, if you'll just water it, that'd be the first start. Give it a drink of water every other day. How about that?
Exactly.
That's what it does, and you'll see it grow.
They have plans for teaching people how to start their own community garden. And it's like a free, workshop where they'll tell you how to, how to find volunteers and how to find a spot. And, it's like people are going to need help. The economy is not real great. It's a little dicey. There's more and more people that are in need. And to just inspire people to find a way to start a community garden, I just think that's just a brilliant way to help people and let people that don't have a lot of time help other people,
It did.
Wonderful.
I get so tired, and in the winter time, of course, as we all know, you don't have the best of tomatoes, for example.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah,
those pale pink,
yeah.
Things that they pass off.
And you
tomatoes.
Open them up. And if you go get a sandwich at a restaurant, bless their heart, doing the best they can too. And you look at the tomato, you take the bun off, and that tomato's got a white core as big as a golf ball in it. Give me a good homegrown. Yeah. Give me a good homegrown tomato,
Oh, it's just the best. It's like sunshine in your mouth.
I know. Pettus Reed, one of our county commissioners, he posted a picture one night. It was a rainy evening. It was like a couple years ago, in March or April or something. And it was a rainy evening, and he was sitting there, and he had his plant book out. He's getting ready to look at tomato plants. And I said, man, the man's making me want a BLT right now, And, of course, let me say this now, Kelly, because I think you know, but some people don't. I am a private investigator. When you're out of town this summer, if you have a garden, let me know if you have tomato plants, and I'll be glad to watch those while you're gone, Okay.
That's really kind of you.
I do it every year, and it's
pick up and take a bite. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no problem. And Pedestry told me one time on Facebook, he said, "Raymer, if I know you, you'll be having Mater sandwiches for weeks after you." So that is true, but I mean, you know, I don't charge money for my services, okay?
You scratch my back, I scratch your. You keep an eye on them, and yeah, take a tax. It's a tomato tax.
Well, Kelly, it's a great thing. Thank you for calling. We love you to death. Thank you so much. And
I want to thank everybody that came out, all the organizations, sponsors, and all the tables. You know, it's like, and the people that you know came out to see what it was about and sign up to help these different organizations or sign up for protests or, you know, to, you know, help feed people. It's just, it really buoyed my spirits, and it made me feel the most hopeful I have felt since last November.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just very thankful. And this is just the first of, you know, of whatever we decide to do with this, but we're going to keep this coalition, this community alive, and I'm just thankful for the folks that were a part of this first one, and can't wait to see other folks as we grow and build on it.
Well, and to keep it going, and I promise you, and you know this, I will do, you know, what I can, and I'm here at your disposal anytime. All you have to do is pick up the phone, you know that. And
I appreciate that, Ed, truly.
No, I'm glad to be able to do it, and I'm happy to do it, because there's so much, and what you're doing, like you said, was not necessarily a party thing. It's to bring some people together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are good causes that people have that may not totally agree with us, but if you look down the road, you never know, you know, you might need that service somewhere down the road, okay?
Well, I think it's possible to find the humanity in somebody, even if you're diametrically opposed.
Sure.
And in that humanity, we all sometimes have needs.
Oh,
and
yeah. Goodness gracious.
Kind of
sure.
The direction that we want to take to try to meet the needs of our community without a litmus test of what you believe in or who you vote for. You know, to bring some love and light and humanity to the world.
Yeah, just come in and do it out of the goodness of your heart instead of, you know, well, now sign here and we'll need your name, address, and phone number, you know, all that. You know, just come in and be part of this thing and, you know, help us out. Because, and in the long run, help yourself. Because, you know, I'm telling you, you know, and just like, and they were giving away free tomato plants. Why didn't you tell me, Kelly? You never tell me about the good stuff.
It was a surprise. I had no idea. And then a couple trays of flats, and it's like, oh, that's really nice. I haven't bought tomatoes yet, but it's like, I waited because it's like, well, those are, you know, for people that are attending. And then they ran out and they just kept bringing in more and more. And it's like, well, I guess they got plenty. So I got a tomato plant.
Yeah. How many did you? Okay. Yeah, sure, Northcutt. You got your bundle. Where's Raymer's? Nothing.
I'm only in it for the tomato plants. That was my sole purpose.
You owe me a BLT. And I'm talking with a big slab of tomato. Next time you're up here, you're going to bring me one, okay?
Well, I promise I'll let you know. First tomato of the season. Well, okay, I get the first tomato of the season. I'll give you the second tomato of the season.
You sound like Angela Bingham up here. She's got food for Connor up here for days. I've never had as much as a biscuit out of that woman, you know?
Well, we'll have to talk, yeah.
Kelly, anything else?
No, that's everything. But yeah, we're just going to keep going. So let everybody know to keep an eye on our social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm not sure what else. TikTok.
Tell them what your organization is one more time, please.
Rutherford County Community Coalition.
Rutherford County Community Coalition.
Yep.
Okay.
Just here to bring people together and try to do good.
This is a good thing. Kelly Northcutt. Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate what you're doing, for the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Connor.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Kelly Northcutt, Rutherford County Community Coalition, and they're here to help you. You know, I'm telling you right now, doing a great job, okay? We've got another caller on the line right now. I'll tell you what, while I'm here, while we're talking, I'm going to go ahead and take this probably. I have a feeling this is for us. Hang on. Is this for us?
It is.
It is. Who's on the line, please, if I could have you?
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Is this Jeff Neal?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Kelly Northcutt was just throwing your name around.
Right. We don't need that now. I'll be in.
Should I go?
Yeah.
You want me to go swear
jail.
Out? You want me to swear out a warrant?
I'll be in jail with her. And hire you. I'll be in jail another hour. You come help me. Do that. But what I don't want to tell you that, like you said, there's nothing like a homegrown tomato. But I'll take you and get a BLT or tomato sandwich. How about that?
No, I'm telling you, tomato sandwich. I invented that sandwich. You know. I did that back in the 60s.
Where's the, you got to get the copyright? Was it bad? You get no
credit. Well, I never got that far into it. I just invented it for the goodness of man.
Well, that's true. I got a friend of mine, a college friend of mine. Her dad said, guards for years. She told me years ago, he knows when to play. He's done this for years, and he knows when to play and do all this stuff. So he's, you know.
Hey. I'm going to tell you, there is nothing better on a good hot summer day after you come in than a good cold glass of ice water or a cold glass of sweet tea. Of course, you're in the South. We drink our sweet tea.
Oh, cool.
But I got to where I couldn't drink. It's so sweet. You know, I of the sugar.
Yeah,
but there's nothing better than a cold glass of sweet tea or a cold glass of milk. I love chocolate milk and a good BLT. And I'm talking about a good one now.
No question about that now. There's no question.
I'm telling you. It's one of the best sandwiches there is. Or, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll take a club sandwich if it's got a good tomato on it, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you.
There's nothing like us in the summertime.
Jeff, you went over to Kelly and them's event over there. If you can tell me about that, they had pretty good turnout over there.
Had a lot of different organizations. They had one about rental, something about rental organizations. It was about high rents and stuff. They had one like that. They had Planned Parenthood, there was Rutherford County Library, there was some international organization that I ran into had told them that's a good idea. They're thinking about doing something this fall. There was just several different ones, and you know, and just you know, chance people to get connected with what they wanted to do. There was like I said, there was all kind of things. Like she said, there was Pioneer Days in Cannonsburg. I mean, our Earth Day was on the square. They had, of course, the Jazz Fest. They moved that inside. It was the weather. They moved it inside over one of the middle schools over there. And then you had the barbecue festival out at Hop Springs. That was going on at the same time.
So right.
There was five different things going on this weekend. There was so many people, different things, and they probably didn't have the crowd. They had a good crowd, but they had, boy, there was just so much going on. So much going on in different places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff, I was talking to Kelly, and I was going to say this. You know, anymore, here in Middle Tennessee, and even all across the country, there are a lot of things going on. I mean, next Saturday, we've got the Kentucky Derby, you know.
When you got time, this is time of year, because I went out there at Offering for time, been out there, and I know it's in the first week of June, the first weekend of Saturday, they would have a banana pudding festival out there.
Oh, man.
And the Hop Springs, so they got different stuff. But each time where all the festivals go on, I mean, Cinder has a big one every year. They have something they do every year. But it's
well, alone here in Middle Tennessee, right here in Murfreesboro, on the square every Saturday, you have the farmers market.
Yeah, that's going to be starting in a couple weeks. It'll be.
Yeah, and then out at, where is it out there? Out to 96, where we have
the Lane Agri-Park.
The Lane Agri-Park. And that's a good one. My wife has been there a time or two.
They're having something in the middle of May. I was reading this weekend. They were having something I think they did last year, but Cheesecake Festival. You go out there and get you a Cheesecake Festival.
You know, that's what I need to get in on right there.
first so many people get a free thing of cheesecake, a little goodie bag. So. But you were talking about, I was going to tell you, you mentioned what we were talking about earlier. And,
right.
CNN had a special tonight. They're going to air it later on tonight. I think maybe tomorrow. It's called 100 Days of Trump. He's talking about Trump. He's going to talk about that a little bit.
Right. That will be here Wednesday, I think. Yeah.
And I did notice, too, that you know, in Manchester, a guy, he has a Trump store. Do you know that?
I did not know that, no.
It's got everything Trump in there now. You know, you want everything Trump, go over and get you, it's called the Trump store, man. It gets you everything you want with Trump's name on it, gets you hooked up. Everything you, and his son now has come out. They're doing it online, which I don't think he's going to be able to do it. He wants to. It has hats with Trump 2028 on it.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you want to run
yeah, that's what we
stuff,
need. Yeah.
Stuff. But what I was, you talking about the polls and stuff, but now all these tariffs and stuff he's doing is really, it's really hurting the hurting the economy. And things. I don't think it really matters. But the thing I don't like is he wanted to be, when he made a mistake about that guy he deported that was supposed to come back, and he had that El Salvadorian president up there. He said he wasn't going to help him bring him back, and they had all his court. All these different court orders and different stuff to try to bring the guy back and all that. It's a lot of mess. But also, I could tell you some. I won't get into it. But the state legislature did some stuff this week too. And also, I'm sure you saw where the Kentucky Wildcats did something that's going to change college athletics. So if you see what they should have done.
I should know. What did they do? Please tell me real quick.
They're going to be an LLC, which means they want to be self-sufficient.
Oh, great. Come on, man. My Kentucky Wildcats are going to do that?
Their athletic department.
Oh, come on, man.
Their athletic department is one of the first in the country. But that's just, I mean, there's so much stuff. We get here until midnight, so I don't want to get into it.
Well, you know, I did want to ask you this. I noticed it was in, I forget, I read so much stuff or hear so much stuff. The county school board, and I don't know if you reported on this or not, but they voted to stop if your child, do you know what the numbers are if they're fifth grade, K-5 or whatever?
Kindergarten to fifth grade starts next school year.
Right.
Kindergarten to fifth grade. And you live a mile or less from the school. You have to either walk to school or get away to school, like your parents or whatever. Get somebody to take you back.
In other words, you're on your own.
But yeah, you can't ride a school bus. And then for 6 to 12, you have to be a mile and a half or less from the school.
Well, they're living up to their motto. You're on your own. Well, you know, I did notice one of the bus drivers, one of the organizations that apparently a company that owns a bunch of buses in the county, and I'm not going to say the name because I might get it wrong, and I don't want to do that, but they are still going to go by their old policy. They're going to pick up kids no matter what.
Well, yeah. Some of them said that they're not going to go on strike because they don't think it's the right thing to do.
Well, and even the new policy of children being within a mile of home, they said, forget it. We're going to pick them up anyway.
Yeah, well, I think that's good. I think they should do that.
Yeah, I think they said they were going to do that anyway. And I believe that was on Facebook, but I'll stand corrected if that's the case.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to talk to that organization's owner or leader or whoever it may be. Yeah. I'd love to do that because I appreciate them taking a stand on that, you know.
Oh, yeah, they do. There's some of them. Some of them are not gonna. And see, the thing about it is, like somebody told me Saturday that the county, the bus drivers own buses, and their
sure.
biggest cost, of course, the fuel advance, but their biggest cost is insurance on the buses,
right?
And the insurance and things of this nature,
sure.
And stuff, but everything, but now there's just so much, you know, news. Like you said, politics is all open, boy. It's heated up right now. It's hotter than.
Our Rutherford County School Board is a classic example. They're banning books left and right. I'm surprised they don't have just a fire out front with a flamethrower burning them.
Well, that's why the ACLU's taking the court. So we'll see what that is.
Well, they don't care because the insurance companies or the bonding companies are going to pay the fees anyway, so they don't care.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's the way it's like yeah. I told that guy that said when they lost that first one. I said, who you think pays that insurance? It ain't the school board.
Well, but you will finally get to a point, and I was afraid we were going to get to that point with this former sheriff we had, not Sheriff Fitzhugh now, for sure, but the one before him.
Arnold,
you know, they were just, you know, there were lawyers in town that were just, you know, we'll come in, oh, you got fired at the sheriff's office? Here's a form, just fill it out, and they send it over, and how much money do you need? And they'd cut the people a check. It got to be ridiculous.
Almost.
Me or you could have represented some of these people, and you know, and said, no, we could, and said, you know, hey, you know, this guy here, Bill Jones here, got fired from the sheriff's department wrongfully, and you know, okay, I'm sure he did. How much does he want? And, you know, you could have settled it out of court and said, here's, we'll cut him a check. Well, probably the insurance company may have paid those bills. I don't know that for a fact. I'll stand corrected on that. But, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you finally get to a point where people, the insurance companies, the bond company, the people who write those bonds will say, Rutherford County, no, thank you. We don't want anything to do with
it. No, they're not going to have all these, that's two lawsuits. They're not going to do it much longer.
They're not driving down the road just throwing that fistfuls of hand, $100 bills, just fistful of time. I mean, they're going to get tired of that after a while.
And you've got that. It's a lot of money. And the thing about it is, when you do that, then your bond rate is going to go down, and you won't be able to, like you say, you won't be able to get borrow money if you really need it. But they call it the parent responsibility zone. So parents have to do it now.
In other words, you're on your own. Well, they're living up to them.
That's pretty much. And I one final thing, like I told you, if the strike, if they do go on strike, it's not going to be bad now. If it's long and extends into next school year.
When the kids go back to school,
it'll be a nightmare.
Oh, it will be, and it will be for the parents.
True.
You know.
Exactly.
Well, Jeff,
have a great week. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you for your support, and thank you, Jeff Neal, for your support and your support of this broadcast and this station. Thank you very much. Connor has me another call. Caller, you're on the air live. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Raymer. This is Laura Hordert. I wanted to call in just to let you know and the public know that my daughter and I have created an organization called Demonstrate for Democracy.
Okay.
And this week we are planning a demonstration outside of Scott Desjarlais' office on Medical Center Parkway, where our goal is to read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers. We want to go for 25 hours, kind of as a shout out to Cory Booker for what he did on the Senate floor a few weeks ago, and just remind our representatives that they're supposed to be representing us and the Constitution and not a political party.
That would be a good idea, Laura. That would be your Laura Hordert. Give me your last name, Laura, please.
Hordert.
H-O-R-D-E-R?
H-O-R-T-E-R-T.
I'm sorry. Hordert. H-O-R-T-E-R. Hordert.
T.
Okay.
Hordert, yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Who brought, did you just decide to do this, or is this something you're doing with a group of people, or...
So it was a conversation. Kelly Northcutt, actually, she was just on with you earlier tonight.
Yes.
She and my daughter and I were going to the protest in Nashville a few weeks ago, and we started talking about ways that we could get more active. We've been calling our representatives and have received nothing really back from them, like no return phone calls, no anything. It's just like shouting into the void. And so we decided that we wanted to do something to try to draw attention, their attention.
Right.
To what is important to us, and that is the Constitution, right? Our country was founded on that. And we believe in the rule of law, and we believe in the Constitution. And we believe that they should be defending the Constitution, which is not the actions we've seen.
Well, and that's true with all of that bunch of Republicans that are not standing up saying, you know, now, I don't know, you sound like a young lady, much younger than
I
me.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, but I mean... I remember when President Nixon had gotten so far out of line, and I don't know if you are old, I'm sure you're not old enough to remember this, but I was speaking to a friend about this just yesterday, and one of the leaders in the Senate, Senator Barry Goldwater, who was no one's fuzzy-headed liberal by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all.
Not at all. And he got together with a group of the senators and said, fellas, I'm sorry, but this president has to go. And they marched right up to the White House and said, and walked right into the Oval Office, as I understand it, and said, Mr. President, you don't have the votes. And furthermore, it's time to go, bud. You know, when are we going to see that with our elected officials? Congressman,
that is a great question.
I mean, when are we going to see to say, you know, okay, it's been fun and the ride has been great, but, you know, we're low on gas and that's enough. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough for them or not.
Yeah, I thought it would happen after January 6th. I thought they would be done with it, but obviously that didn't happen. And now here we are with blatant violations of the Constitution, the lack of due process for many, many people, including our own citizens that are now being deported.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yes. And here's the thing. I had one. I'm glad you called in, Laura. And by the way, while I'm thinking, give me your date for your demonstration. When are you going to do this?
May 1st. It's actually Law Day.
Okay.
And
May
1st. We're planning on starting at 7 a.m.
Start at 7 a.m. Okay.
Yes. And going all day.
I'm sure Congressman Desjarlais will be there with coffee and donuts for all of you. Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Well,
sure.
He would absolutely be welcome.
Uh-huh. Well, you can forget it. I've had many events that I've been at, and he's been invited front and center, and he's never showed up at one. You know, I guess if we were going to give him a suitcase full of money, he'd show up for that one. But what I wanted to get to you about, some of these law firms are backing down from Trump. I mean, they're giving in to him. Now, this does not tie into what you're doing exactly, but in a way it does. Because you had a judge arrested Friday after ICE picked up a man from her courtroom. And they picked him up and took him into custody, and she was arrested. Okay?
Right.
Released from her courtroom. And, of course, she was released on bond, obviously, on her own recognizance. How bad is this going to get before the people say, okay, that's enough? Is it going to have to affect all of them? And if it affects them, are they still going, will they go through the gates of hell? Then I would have said they'd march right to the gates of hell with him. I say they'll go right through the gates of hell and walk right into hell with him.
I have often asked that very question, and I honestly don't know what it's going to take. First of all, we need to teach civics again in school.
True.
Because
right.
I am amazed at the number of people who believe that if you're in this country, whether legally here or illegally here, you are entitled to due process. And there are so many people who don't believe that.
Right. You
they
are entitled
due
to.
Due process is only for
right.
citizens, which is not
you're,
true.
You are entitled to some form of protection, for goodness sakes.
Correct.
Just basic protection. But, you know, I'm glad you brought this up. Thank you for calling, Laura, because I want to tell you, I spoke with a fellow earlier this week. I speak to people all week long. And he said, you know, Tony told me this, and I won't give his last name. I don't want to protect his anonymity. But we were talking on the phone. He's a friend. We're friends on Facebook and what have you. And he said, Adam, I'll tell you where I think a big problem starts in this country. And he doesn't agree with me politically on everything I post, because I'm a little wild and woolly at times anyway. But, yeah, I guess you know that. But anyway.
Yes.
Okay, that's the reason you're calling me. Okay. But he said, you know, I think a big problem we've got is there's a lack of education.
Yes.
And, you know, this has been a problem with many of our teachers out here. They start about half the year teaching the kids to get ready to pass a test. Mm-hmm. You know, the TCAP, Okay.
Well, I can't blame the teachers. The teachers are.
I know.
They do what they're.
They do what they're mandated to do. I understand that.
Exactly.
But they're teaching children, and I've had teachers in private. You know, Ed, we're teaching these kids just to pass this basic, simple test. We're not really teaching anymore. You know.
Yeah.
And that's off the record, of course. Okay. But we've all known this for many years now, and it's not only here in Tennessee; it's all over the place. You know. So, you're right. Civics would be a good place to start, you know. So, how many people are involved in this, Laura? How are you going to do this with Desjardins? What you're going to start this at 7 a.m. May the 1st?
Correct. And we are taking volunteers. If anyone wants to join us, they're welcome to do so. We actually have a Facebook group. It is it's the Facebook/Demonstrate Democracy. And they can find us there. There's a link there to sign up if they're interested. And we're just going to be, I'll be filling in when we don't have anyone else that's willing to, or my daughter will be filling in when we don't have anybody else that's there. So
demonstrate.
Even if you don't want to read, you can just come and participate or, you know, cheer us on.
Demonstrate democracy.
Correct.
And this will be at Desjardins' office at Medical Center Parkway. Now, which building is he in?
He's actually in 1500 Medical Center Parkway. However,
okay.
I don't know that we'd actually be able to set up on that property because it's private property. So we may be on the street there.
Okay.
Set up.
Okay. 1500 Medical Center Parkway. And that will all be taken care of, I'm sure. And, you know, I want to wish you luck. I want to thank you. Kelly Northcutt, I guess you're familiar with, obviously you're familiar with Kelly. You know Kelly.
Oh, Kelly and I go way back. We go back to theater.
Theater
back in the day.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway, I can't do anything about that. I didn't know you back then. But, yeah, she called in earlier. I said, are you in jail again?
Look, I've already warned my husband that I'm probably going to be arrested before all of this.
Bless his heart. I'll tell you, if my wife and I were younger, my wife, we have two children, of course. Our kids, of course, are grown now and graduated and been through college and all that, thank goodness, and we're very fortunate. But if my wife was younger, I'll tell you what, she'd probably be right out there with you being the way, because my wife, believe it or not, as sweet a lady as she is, she can have a big mouth, too, when some of these elected officials, you know, don't do what they're supposed to do, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to, you know. You got to create some good trouble, right?
Well, I'll tell you this, to give you some confidence. We went by, I don't know if you remember me with Desjardins' office when it was here on Main Street.
Yes.
Okay. It was right next to a law firm, Parkerson Santel.
Correct.
Tommy Parkerson, Thomas Santel, good friends of mine. I don't know if you've had a good experience with them or not, but they're good guys. They've always been good to me, and they're people. And we had to get something notarized. Now, I'm a notary myself, but I can't notarize my own stuff, okay, for my own family.
Yeah.
So
correct.
We went by there, parked the car. I said, I want to tell you something. I've been to this office 3 or 4 times. And I said, because they were right across the entryway from where Desjardins' congressional office was. Okay? Mm-hmm. I said, I'll bet you $5 there's no one in Desjardins' office. Okay? I'll bet you the lights are on. And sure enough, went in, door locked, lights on, not even a sign on the door. And there was no one there. And that was 4 or 5 times within a couple of years I had been there. Okay? Is anyone staying at these offices at all? And who pays the rent? And who owns the office? And where's the money going?
Well, I do have to say that every time I've called Scott Desjardins' office, someone has answered the phone.
That's in Washington? Is that Washington?
Locally. I've called locally and the D.C. office.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
But when I call Marsha Blackburn's office, I rarely get a live person.
Okay, I'll stand corrected on Mr. Desjardins. I owe you an apology, sir. I'll do it right now. I apologize. I did not know. Because before, and by the way,
yeah,
of course.
They don't have the phones forwarded to like a cell phone or something.
That's true. They may very well have that. That's true. But the last time, the four or five times I was by there, not a soul was there. Not a sign on the door, by, out to lunch, back in 5 minutes, none of that. I mean, there's never been anyone there. And the door is locked, but the lights were on, you know. And I said, this is going, and I don't know how long this can go on, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, thank you. Anything else? This is May the 1st.
May the 1st.
And what are you going to be doing now? What will you be reading, or will you, what will happen here?
We're going to read the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
As a reminder that some of the things that the people complained about when we declared our independence from England are some of the same things that's going on right now. We're going to read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, where it talks about due process, the separation of powers, and then we're going to start in on the Federalist Papers. I think we're going to end with the oath that our representatives have taken to defend the Constitution.
Right.
And, that's what we're going
to
do.
If you'd like, I'll be glad to come out and sing for you, if you'd like that.
Look, the floor would be yours. You will stand and cheer. You'll get a standing ovation.
I don't think, if you want to drive the crowd away, I don't think you want to do that. I mean... Unless it's something from Motley Crue or whatever, you know, back in the day, that would do it, but not now. okay. Laura Hordrick, Laura, thank you so much. I appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Good night, hon. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we've had some good calls. Thank you, callers. I appreciate all of you. Connor, if you would. Go ahead and run our ads, if you will. We're going to go to a break right now. Thank you, all callers. Great show. Appreciate it. I need some help tonight. Goodness knows I got it. Thank you so much. You've always given me everything I ask for. We're going to be back right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry. If you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Okay. All right. There you go. Turn it off. We're going to try and do, we're getting another caller right now. Hold on. And Ed Raymer here with the Evan Lee Raymer Show, if you want. I'm sorry. We're going through a couple of things here. There you are, Connor. And we have a caller for me. Okay, caller, you're on the air live. Go ahead.
Me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah, this is Arnold White. I called in a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, AJ, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to say I was at that thing yesterday.
Yes.
And I saw Kelly, and I also spoke with Oh, I'm bad with names. Anyway, I just wanted to say there's hope out there. And
there is. Yeah.
We're going to come out of this just fine. It may take a little bit of doing. Have you heard about the controversy about what Trump wore to the funeral?
I saw it and I heard about it. Yeah, they had asked everyone, all the men, to wear a black suit, you know, a dark suit, black suit.
Yeah.
I'd heard that they had asked them politely to wear a black suit and black tie and, of course, white shirt. And, of course, he wore his blue and red tie and all that. Yeah, I had. And I think it's very disrespectful. I mean, you know, you can break your dress code for just one day.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're right. He was just trying to draw attention.
Sure.
Again, you know, to himself.
Sure.
And, you can't say why Trump does what he does, but you definitely can talk about what he's doing, and it's not good at all.
No, it's not unsurprising, and, you know, AJ, something that gets me, and I know you don't want to be a controversial person.
Yes.
You know, I know that. I know you're a very religious person. You know, you're a spiritual person. Well, I've always felt that. I may be wrong.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I feel that.
Yeah,
but,
I've had some interesting experiences.
Yeah, but I notice in the poll, and Connor has a poll pulled up, and this is on the Pew Research poll, Trump down 19 points. You know, one of the economists, YouGov dot poll, down 13 points. Reuters, Ipsos, down 11 points. Fox News, also down 11 points.
Yeah.
I mean, and the list goes on and on. But I wonder, Arnold, if you went back to these people and said, okay, he's down all those numbers, right? Oh, yeah, he's down. He's in trouble. Would you vote for him again? Oh, yeah. I think the people would. What do you think? May I ask you what you think?
I would hope they would not, and
yeah.
I would predict that enough of them would not vote for him again.
Right.
So
yeah.
That it would make a difference.
Right.
But we got here in strange ways, but we're going to get out of it by loving each other.
True. I think you're right, and mutual respect for one another as well.
Yeah, that's love.
Yeah, and, you know, but another thing, we've got people that, you know, and I was guilty of this when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, okay? What this country needs is a good businessman. Well, that is true at times, but I think what we've all learned is you must have a person, a man or woman in there, that knows their way around Washington as well.
Yes.
I mean, that's an intricate place to try and navigate, I'm sure. I can only guess. I've never even been to the city. My wife and the kids have, but I have not.
I've been there once or twice.
Yeah, but I know it's bound to be a nightmare trying to get a bill passed. You know, just a simple bill, it makes a lot of sense. You know,
right.
By the time you throw all the amendments on it, it's never even the same thing it was when it started out, you know.
That's
so,
true.
You know. AJ, thank you so much, and thank you for being a friend of this show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling. I appreciate it. We're about out of time.
All right. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Thank you so much. Same to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Arnold J. White, friend of this broadcast, good friend. Connor, how are we on time? We about out?
I think. Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute. Play us out and play some music or some news or whatever, folks. Thank you all so much. Good calls tonight. Good pieces of opinion. Thank you so much. Connor, thank you. Great job on the board. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Emily Raymer Show. Until then, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody. Have a good week.